Hey mama, one simple thing that we can do to improve our body's ability to manage stress is exercise. But what if you don't have any time, or maybe you don't know what to do or where to start, or you have some other barriers that keep you from exercising? Ladies, we can make excuses or allow excuses all day. I want to encourage you to make movement of your body a priority, not only for your own health, but also for the benefit of your family. Today, we're going to dive into four reasons why you should make exercise a priority for your health and wellness. If you haven't already, be sure to subscribe to become a Natural Wellness Insider using the link below in our show notes so you never miss a beat. Not to mention, I love to add in extra little recipes and tidbits in those weekly newsletters. All right, let's get started. Hey mama, welcome to Natural Wellness for Christian Moms. Do you want to feel more connected to God despite the busyness of mom life? Do you wake up with big, ambitious goals only to become frustrated when there aren't enough hours in the day to get everything done? And then you become paralyzed and then the mom guilt sets in. Hey, I'm Kristen and I'm an overstimulated mom of littles. I too felt exhausted and just physically, mentally, and emotionally drained from trying to get everything done. My emotions controlled my reactions and I always felt like I was behind and just not enough. But by the grace of God, I found a little secret. I could manage my stress and how I reacted to my day with scripture and essential oils. In this podcast, you'll find scripture, quick and easy ways to use essential oils, and how you too can be confident and content as a Christian mom so that you will be able to glorify God regardless of your stress and circumstances. So grab that post-it note or whatever you can find and let's dive in. Welcome back to Natural Wellness for Christian Moms. I'm Kristen Christian and I'm so excited to be here with you today. Exercise has been a vital part of my life for as long as I can remember. In fact, my family tends to have some mental needs, mental health, genetic items, if you would, that can cause feeling down in the dumps. And throughout my whole life, I've really avoided a lot of the need for medication management because I have done exercise or sports or physical movement nonstop. There are so many incredible benefits to physical movement of our bodies that I'd like to share some with you today to maybe encourage you or to motivate you to get moving. But the first thing I want to talk about are two of the primary reasons why we don't exercise as busy moms. One, time. Making time for exercise can be a hassle. I used to be able to go to the gym pre-kids for like an hour and a half, and I could do that 3 to 4 times a week, and it was no problem. Enter kids into the picture. Then I had to find a gym that offered a daycare. And even if the gym had a daycare, my hour, an hour 15 minute workout turned into almost a 2 hour workout because I had to pack up the kids and haul them to the gym, then do my workout, stop, get interrupted whenever something was wrong, right? And then come back through. And it just became a huge hassle. And for a while, I really felt torn because I was only getting to the gym maybe once or twice a week when I was used to going so much before then. And even after having my kids, like right after having my kids, my mental health suffered quite a bit without the extra physical and emotional benefits from that exercise. Now, ladies, I am not telling you that you need to go to the gym for an hour, hour and a half. In fact, the last 3 years, I have been working out at home for only 20 to 30 minutes a day, and it's not even every day. Sometimes it's 3 times a week. Sometimes I only get 2 times a weekend. However, I do prioritize my 20 to 30 minutes of exercise because I know that it's going to put me in a better mental state for the day and that it's going to ultimately help my family. So regardless of whatever it is, you can find 20 to 30 minutes in your day. You can stop scrolling social media. You can stop watching Netflix or other TV shows. I bet you could even move some things around in your day to time block a 20 to 30 minutes to move your body. The second reason why a lot of us don't exercise is really motivation. And this lack of motivation is not just like your physical motivation to get up and move. I mean, that's definitely a huge part of it when you're not getting good sleep. Right? Maybe you're not getting any sleep at all, or the sleep you are getting is interrupted. The last thing you want to do is wake up even earlier to move your body. I get that. And it's hard. It takes a while to create that habit. But let me tell you, it is so beneficial. Anyway, Lack of sleep is definitely one reason why we can be not motivated to move. Another is not knowing what to do. And so we don't want to, we're uninformed too. Maybe we don't lift heavy because we're afraid we're going to bulk up our muscles. Or maybe we don't even know what the right exercises are. Or maybe we have a desire to target a specific area in our body, but aren't sure if we need to do an overall approach or however it is that we do it. Like there can be a lot. I'm an overanalyzer, if you guys haven't realized that yet. But it can be so simple. It doesn't have to be hard. Even if you can't pay for a regular program, go to the library and rent some workout DVDs. Even if all you do is the Jane Fonda, like DVD VHS, that's her step class, a cardio class, something. The goal of movement isn't necessarily to just lose weight, although that is a benefit of it. But really the goal of movement is to create a healthier body, because we are called to keep our bodies healthy, and the physical benefits are so astronomically incredible, not only the physical but also mental health, right, mental emotional benefits, that we really can't afford to not move our bodies on a regular basis. So let's dive into four things I'd love for you to consider, or four reasons why really you should be moving your body. The first reason, of course, is to bring glory to God. We are temples of the Holy Spirit, and it's our job to take care of our temples, of our bodies. 1 Corinthians 6:19 through 20 says, "Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies." Again, in 1 Corinthians 3:17, "If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy that person. For God's temple is sacred, and you together are that temple." Ephesians 5:29, "After all, no one has ever hated their own body, but they feed and care for their body just as Christ does the church." Romans 12:1, "I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship." Have you ever considered exercise to be an act of worship? I'll be honest with you, as the Lord has sanctified my life, and pre-Christ, when I worked out, I put on some crazy rap music, something hard and pumping, pop rap, things that were not super pleasing to God. But as the Lord has convicted me, and as he has worked through sanctification in my life, I now listen to, and on my Pandora, I have a Christian contemporary workout radio. And I do every single workout I give to God and gratitude for my body, for what he has given me, regardless of what it looks like, regardless of whether I like it. I give thanks to my body for what he's given to me, for the temple that he has made it. And I ask him to bless my workout, for it to nourish my body, and that it would be pleasing to him. How about less stress? Who doesn't love less stress? That's probably the main reason why you're even listening to this podcast. Physical activity may increase the production of our brain's feel-good neurotransmitters, endorphins, right? Exercise gives you endorphins. Endorphins make you happy, and happy people just don't fill in the blank, if you've ever seen Legally Blonde, right? Exercise truly does help to improve our mood. Aerobic activity can increase those endorphins and help your body practice working through flight or fight responses. So it can actually improve our ability to manage stress, because we're introducing healthy amounts of stress in smaller increments and allowing our body to work through and process those in the form of exercise. There's an article that I'm going to post here that talks about it, and they refer to exercise as meditation in motion because of its ability to increase self-confidence and even your mood after exercise. Next is more energy. I mean, if you're here, you're probably tired, and you could definitely use more energy. And exercise can positively affect the systems within your body, providing enhanced function overall, which leads to more energy. Cardiovascular and immune and digestive systems are greatly benefited from exercise, not to mention the ability to clear your mind to help you focus better. Lastly, you should be exercising for better rest. Sleep is often disrupted by stress, depression, and anxiety, and exercise can reduce instances of stress, depression, and anxiety. So as we just learned, exercise can help with our mental and emotional state, which can also be an outlet for anger and frustrations that we have during the day. Nothing feels better than to really wear yourself out in a good workout, take a shower, and then lay down and rest. Now, not everybody can work out right before bed, and that feeling that I'm thinking of specifically, I'm thinking of college when I had no schedule and I could work out in the middle of the day, shower, go home, take a nap, wake up, and finish my day, right? But having a good workout can be a great way to relax your mind and your bodies. So ladies, this week I would love for you to prayerfully consider how you can get your body moving and join us back this month as we look at more benefits of exercise, essential oil hacks for exercise, and how you as a busy mom can glorify God through worship of taking care of your body. Until next time, Mama. Hey, Mama. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share it with a friend? If you haven't already, be sure to subscribe to the show so you don't miss an episode. Also, if you haven't yet, please leave a quick written review for the show over on Apple Podcasts. It just really lights me up to know that this podcast is helping you. Remember, Mama, if God has called you to be in this present circumstance, He will equip you to get through it. I'll meet you back on Monday for another episode. Until next time.